20 years ago, Dr. Howard Hanson inaugurated the American Composers' Concerts at the Eastman School of Music of the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York. His purpose was to perform the music of contemporary American composers, especially the younger composers, who at that time had little opportunity of hearing their works played by our major symphony orchestras. Out of these composers' concerts grew the festivals of American music, which have been an annual feature of Rochester's musical life since 1931. Today, Dr. Hanson, founder and director of these concerts and festivals, can look back on an impressive record of accomplishment. During these 20 years, he and his musical associates have performed over 900 orchestral works by more than 400 different American composers. Tonight, from Kilburn Hall at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, Dr. Hanson recreates a portion of the first American Composers' Concert given on May 1st, 1925, beginning with the Ukrainian Suite for String Orchestra by Quincy Porter. That was the Ukrainian Suite for String Orchestra by Quincy Porter, who today is widely recognized as one of the most important American composers of chamber music. Bernard Rogers, born in New York City 52 years ago, studied with Ernest Bloch in New York and with Frank Bridge and Nadia Boulanger in Europe. Since 1929, he has been on the faculty of the Eastman School of Music. Among his compositions is a work which has achieved an outstanding place in the repertory for solo flute. Written in 1922, it is a quiet, pensive work, but it gives full scope to the qualities and possibilities of the solo instrument. Joseph Mariano is the soloist in tonight's performance of the Soliloquy for Flute and String Orchestra by Bernard Rogers. That was the soliloquy for flute and string orchestra by Bernard Rogers with Joseph Mariano as soloist. This is one of the works originally performed at the first American Composers Concert in Rochester 20 years ago. At that time, Aaron Copland was a young musician who had recently returned to this country after several years of study in Paris. His baggage included some music for a one-act ballet titled Grog, which he had begun while abroad but had not finished. The ballet has a rather gruesome story, for it tells of a necromancer who has power to make corpses dance. For the first American Composers Concert in 1925, Dr. Hansen chose an excerpt from this ballet, Cortège Macabre, which depicts the arrival in fantastic procession of the necromancer's servants entering the moonlit courtyard of his castle. At the climax, they are joined by the necromancer himself. Now, Cortège Macabre by Aaron Copland.
Thank you.
Dr. Howard Hanson has conducted the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra in a performance of the Cortege Macabre, an early work by Aaron Copland. You are listening to a special broadcast from Kilburn Hall in Rochester, recreating a portion of the first American composer's concert held here on May 1st, 1925. This is the 27th program in the current musical series of NBC's University of the Air, dealing with music in American cities.